Now KRWG News, it's 7:45. Good morning. This is KC Counts. New Mexico's suicide rate reportedly is the highest in the nation. The Albuquerque Journal reported yesterday that New Mexico had 535 suicides in 2018, the most recent year for which nationwide data is available. According to the newspaper, rates of suicide in the youngest age group jumped significantly and mirrored a nationwide trend. New Mexico was fourth in the nation in 2017 with 491 suicides, or a rate of 23.5 for 100,000 residents. Official data released annually by the American Association of Suicidology shows New Mexico trailed only Montana, Wyoming, and Alaska in suicides. But the state had a 9% increase in 2018 and reached the top of the list with a rate of 25.6 suicides per 100,000 people, compared to the national average of 14.8 suicides per 100,000. According to the Washington Post, New Mexico has had 105 fatal police shootings since 2015. That's the second highest rate of fatal police shootings in the nation. Alaska had the highest rate. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas says more funding is needed to provide better training and oversight for police departments statewide. Valdez asked the legislature to approve a bill requiring body cameras for all incidents involving law enforcement. That legislation was approved and signed by the governor. He says it's a good start, but Valdez told Fred Martino there's a lot more work to do.
Well, I think that for many years, because New Mexico is a state that is both rural and poor, for many years, we've been underinvesting in making sure that officers have the best state-of-the-art equipment and the world-class training that our officers deserve. There is an extensive debate going on in this country right now, but I believe that we can focus both on community safety and officer safety as the same solution. And we underinvest in front-end officer training as it results to use of force, as it results to cultural sensitivity and how to engage communities. And then also another area that not a lot of people are talking about, in how we engage vulnerable populations, individuals with disabilities, individuals facing poverty challenges, or individuals facing other struggles. We have long embarked law enforcement agencies who even struggle how to engage in a human trafficking case where it might look like a family is struggling in poverty, but there might be sexual exploitation of children. So we have neglected that, I think, for many reasons. I think we are a poor state. We are a state that trends in the higher spectrum of violence. So we have been asking our officers to fight violent crime, to fight mental health issues while many communities are understaffed and underfunded. And now I think really we're paying the consequences for underinvesting in making sure that officers have the best equipment, the best training, and the best incentives so that we attract the best professionals in the state of New Mexico to do public safety. We should be providing student loan grants. We should be providing free education to attract the best officers in public service. And then finally, I will say on the back end, what we've neglected is we do not have a timely ability to investigate police corruption and a timely ability to prosecute corruption when it reaches the ranks of law enforcement. For instance, right now, the district attorney and I have to come up with a case-by-case response system. It takes many years. Many times I get to look at a case. It has been passed from DA's office to DA's office, or a law enforcement agency has not been designated to do a timely, immediate investigation. And so the legislature has known this is a problem for many decades. We're now paying the consequences. But I'm also calling for an independent agency that can investigate the immediately when there is a potential wrongful shooting occurring in the state of New Mexico. We need to have the ability to investigate and also prosecute those cases. And right now we've been kind of playing a hot potato, and there really is no home for these cases or a system that places these cases as a top priority. I have met so many families that have lost loved ones to police shootings who discretionarily find me, look for me, and take years to pitch their case to me. And that's really not the way the system should work. We should, immediately something goes bad, we should have an independent law enforcement agency to hit the scene and build that case immediately, not take years and years for these cases to build.
New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas. You'll find much more from Balderas and others on the Newsmakers page in the local TV section at krwg.org. Just look for Issues and Answers, Police Oversight.